Kerry blew her cheeks with relief as she turned the hairpin bend after 4¾ hours behind the wheel. Thank God, she thought, as the rain lashed down on the windscreen. I can't wait to get in a hot bath to warm myself up and... Whoa! The road plunged suddenly and the sea came at her, smacking her right in the chops. She slammed on the brakes, feeling the wheels skid, wondering if she was hanging off the edge of the land, teetering over water. Her head banking left, then right from vertigo. This felt like the end of the world, not how Mum had described it at all. Her feet were rooted to the pedals, but still the car shook from the gusts which came from all around, and the wipers, which had been on full since mid-Wales, were screaming in panic. The terrifying waves were so angry they thrashed against themselves, sending up white spray like furious spittle. What did you expect, you fool, she thought. The warnings that she was entering the wilds had been there, down ski slope dips and up learning curve climbs, through snaking lanes and tunnelled beneath canopies of twisted bare branches, and nerve-wracking mountain paths which zigzagged so perilously close to sheer drops, her knuckles had turned white.